Good morning to everyone. I want to ask you a question this morning. Here is the question. Who is Jesus? Now that sounds like a simple question. However, the answer is also complex. Who do we say Jesus is? If you ask that question today, you might get many, many answers. Some would say that Jesus was a great teacher. Many would say he was an inspiring preacher. There are others who would say Jesus was a miracle worker. Others might say he was mysterious, a mystic, if you will. And there are those who might even go as far as to call Jesus a revolutionary. However, regardless of who or what people say Jesus was or is, undoubtedly, Jesus was one of the most influential persons who ever walked the earth. Now, about midway through his ministry, Jesus asked this same question to his disciples. In Mark chapter 8, verse 27, he asked his disciples, quote, "Who do men say I am?" In verse 28, the disciples answered Jesus, explaining that some people were saying that he was John the Baptist, or Elijah, or another prophet. Then Jesus asked the disciples a personal question. He said and asked, "But who do you say I am?" Then the disciples' outspoken leader, Peter, answered for all of them when he said, "You are the Christ." Friends, Jesus continues to ask us the same age-old question. Who do we say Jesus is? Do we as professing Christians quickly say that Jesus is the Christ, is the Savior, without really contemplating what that fully means? Brethren, the Apostle Paul gave us a glorious and detailed description of who Jesus was and is in Philippians chapter 2. Let me read to you verses 6 through 11 of this description of Jesus, speaking from the New Living Translation. Quote, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And God's people said, Amen.